a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Do you want to take the lead? No, you said you weren't. You said you were going
to... I mean, I can, but it's hard because you never... It's hard when you're a friend sometimes because you want to be there for the good times, but you have to be. If you're a good friend, you've got to be there for the bad times too.
Yeah, but then if you sort of find out something and then you bring it to your friend and it's about your friend's significant other, sometimes they don't want to know. Sometimes they don't want to hear it and you're the one that's shooting the messenger.
And then it causes issues.
Yep, and you get cut out.
Yeah. What I don't want to hear is faked sincerity. So get on with it and just unleash the pain. Whatever that you two have been cooking up, go for it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
We may have lit the pot, but the pot started boiling over by itself.
What?
I didn't know where you're going with that, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Last week, we sort of brought into the relationship a third or fifth person.
Fifth person.
And the relationship would be Loggy and myself, you and Dodsy, your wife.
Okay. Okay.
The fifth is...
Nathan Cavalieri.
Yeah.
We had a chat. It all went well. That was Dodsy's young teenage years crush.
They had a chat. And you just watched, or listened, I should say, from the corner of where you stand in this room. They were on the phone.
Yeah.
They were on the phone.
It was a good interview with Nathan. We had a great chat. What else has happened?
One of the highlights was this bit.
Cameron would absolutely approve of this. When you're down the Geelong way, I'm sure we'd love to have you and the family over for a star party, of course.
Classic.
I thought it was a good, funny line by Dodsy, having a bit of fun, bit
so
of banter.
Did we. Yeah. So did we.
Yeah. And then?
What?
Oh, mate,
I said rip the Band-Aid off.
You're not on Instagram, are you?
No.
No, you're not.
Surprise, and everyone knows that, including your lovely wife.
Yeah.
And Nathan Cavalieri.
Yeah, so anything that they sort of do or say, you won't sort of see.
Unless your good friends come and tell you.
This is the slowest Band-Aid removal I've ever seen.
Sometimes you got to just peel it.
Rip it off.
All right. Nathan Cavalieri and Dodsy are Instagram friends.
And have been chatting.
They've been chatting.
What do you mean? How do you know they've been chatting?
Because he wrote to her, tagged her in a comment and said, ha ha ha, hey you. And she did the clapping emoji. I don't know what that was referenced to, but it was...
See how she's clapping too? That's not normal clapping.
No, that is not normal clapping. So, Lauren.
So, look, we haven't been privy to sort of the update on the conversation, but Dodsy also messaged myself and Log to tell us in different conversations how proud she was and excited that they're now friends and they are chatting. Yeah. So,
oh, I'm sorry. Dodsy's communicating with you two without me now. This feels like a secretive behaviour.
Well, this has been going on for ages.
See how he's turned on us now?
Yeah.
We have to stick.
Shoot the messengers.
We have to stick here and just dig deep on our love for Cameron because he's going to fight us now.
I'm not turning on you.
No.
I didn't like either of you anyway. To start with. Just leave me alone, all right?
Offensive.
Well.
I love you both.
We are here for you, however this plays out.
Hey, you.
Whenever. Whenever you need to stay on the couch in Ocean Grove, you're welcome to.
Is it a big thing to become friends on Instagram?
Oh, Lingy.
Huge, mate. It's basically.
Got no idea.
Is that what that whole sliding into your DMs means?
What?
Is that that thing?
Yeah.
We don't call it that.
Oh, okay.
That was the emoji. That was the emoji she used.
I need a song.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was lucky enough to go wedding dress shopping on the weekend with my lovely younger sister, Kimma.
Oh, nice. You're both engaged. You're both getting married. So what'd you do, sort of dueling dresses?
No, nah, I just...
Bridesmaid style, sort of sit out in the street and pop the movie Bridesmaids. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. Oh, yes, and just pop it. No, it wasn't like that.
Okay, gotcha.
But, yeah, it was super exciting. We went to three different places, right? It was really nice.
Mm.
And it's lovely, all the feels, you know. See my little cookler? That's what I call her. She's my little doll. And she came out in the first dress, and she'd been shopping a couple of days before. It was her first day of shopping. But when she came out, I was like all tearing up and everything. And she's just so laissez-faire. She's like, it's fine, Lauren.
for people just catching up, so she's been with her now fiancé for like a decade.
Yeah,
or so.
11 yeah. years they've been yeah. together, and they just got engaged last
Finally
night.
Finally just got engaged. Does seeing her now being engaged and actually getting the ball rolling and planning things and organising things make you want to get off your ass at all and do something towards your wedding?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Like, we're just taking it easy.
Go to Kmart and buy some goddamn bunting. I don't care. Whatever. Like, do something, man.
I have been thinking about bunting a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I know. It will happen. Don't worry.
Okay.
You'll be invited. I'm just you're going to MC for free.
I'm just saying to lose hope. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm like, as this whole Kimmer thing's rolling out, I'm like, yeah. Oh, God.
When's
it's
yours?
It's getting away from me.
That's okay. They're getting married in March, right? Next year. And so we went to a few different places, like I mentioned. Now, I'm not going to name the places. One of them was amazing. The chick was great. And we could take photos and videos and everything. The second place, chick wasn't as good in the know.
Into it.
And as I was taking photos, she's like, oh, no, there's no photos. Because it's, you know.
Is that for fear of copying?
Copying, okay, right?
Okay. Oh.
Which I can understand.
Sure, okay.
And then the third place was a place where it is a place with multiple designers, okay? So it's not just you go to the place where the designer makes all their own dresses. It's a place that facilitates many different designers.
Got to rifle through the big bins and find the ones that have got the sale tag.
It's called Myers.
Yeah, right? David Jones. No, so... And that place as well was like, no photos. And I'm like, no, sorry. You've got your dresses on the web. This might be really bad, and I might be outing myself really bad. But when you go wedding dress shopping, there's so much emotion. There's so much going on. Do you know what I mean? You don't remember what you feel like in certain. You're kind of like, yeah, I like this one. Then you get home, you're all confused. I'm like, I'm not letting my sister go without. She obviously can't take photos because she's in the room and the lady's there with her and it's all happening.
Of course.
So she was coming out and I was just like, oh, so you know that style over there? Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you were taking sneakies.
Oh, yeah. Now, I won't say all of them turned out good.
A couple of blurry ones in there?
Oh, quite a couple. Quite a couple of blurry ones, but I just felt like I was on a quest to get photos and I had to do it. Had to do it. It's like if you're worried about people copying designs, I understand that. If it's like a couture kind of underground label, whatever. But if you're a place where there's all the designs are on the internet, where you can see them on the internet, why can't I then take a photo of my sister in the dress with her own body and face?
Agreed.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Fair question. Make any sense to me.
Did you get busted?
I did get busted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she was really close at the last place and I just kind of held the phone on my body and I was just recording. I thought, I'll just record video
style, right.
And then the chick's like, oh, no, there's no photos, sorry. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And
Kim's is this recording? Oh, goodness me, this is recording.
Obvious.
What's that flashing red light?
So yeah. Obvious. I know, but you know what? This is what sisters do. And I know that Kim would do that. Well, maybe not Kim, but I know that one of my other siblings would do the same for me.
How did you go delivering feedback to Kim when the dress didn't look great on her?
She said, I could see it in your face. I don't need to know. Oh, we all see it. We have a face that shows.
No, we've seen that face.
You've seen
like
that
pure enjoyment of happiness of seeing someone.
No,
that's not
face.
A face.
That's his face.
Ooh.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Everybody, great news. I've got the look. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It doesn't sound as good.
Oh, no, but it doesn't make sense. Because who's saying you don't have the look?
What about this needs to make sense, guys?
Yeah, like, true, you got me.
Let's just roll with it, hey?
Yeah. I want to know what look. I mean, your whole look is just magnificent. Yeah. A wonderful aura about you.
You always look really cool.
Thanks. No,
what in particular?
So I've been getting headaches for the last few weeks, and so I went to the doctor, and his first sort of diagnosis was like, you work with those two turds, don't you? Like, of course, that's what it is. Come on, Doc. Like, there's probably a little more to it than that. Yes.
Come on now.
I get it. I get it. Don't worry.
He goes. How much? how much sleep are you getting a night? I was like, 4.5, probably 4:45 a night is probably what I'm averaging, because I've started getting up earlier to go to the gym. Blah, blah, blah. Have you heard I go to the gym? I barely ever mention the show or post about it on social media. Anyway,
Or walk around the office with your shirt off.
Oh, mate, you should have seen the other
jacked
day. Oh. Come in with his short shorts. Like, I didn't get changed in the car, but I've got my jacket zipped up. Awesome.
Stop
bending over in front of me.
I actually cover up now because of the bullying that I've received about my body here in the
workplace.
Bullying
my eyes. I mean, you look great, but it's disgusting because it's you know?
Okay, I don't know how to take that. Anyway, the reason that I can tell you now I've got the look is because he said, get more sleep, go to bed earlier. Because he's like, what time are you going to bed? I said, about 10 o'clock. And he goes, that's way too late, bro. If you're getting up at 3:45, that's way too late.
Yeah,
my doctor says, bro. His other thing was go get your eyes tested, because it could be, you know, you're 41 now.
Oh.
Yes.
Glasses.
Could have a bit of macular degeneration. I'm just ad-libbing there. I assume
I was going to say, that sounds very hectic.
Yeah.
That's like the...
You and Loggy can both go glasses shopping together.
What is it when your eyes become footballs? Is that shaped? What is the...
Astigmatism.
Astigmatism. Yeah. He's like, you could have a bit of that gear. You know, it could be causing you headaches. So off I went.
Yes.
It's been a good sort of 5 years at least, probably longer, probably 8 years since I've had my eyes tested.
Yeah.
And I thought, look, this could be the answer. So I went to the, I popped into Specsavers. Advertising works, guys.
Yeah,
you should advertise on radio. Should have gone to Specsavers. Oh, I did, in Westfield. And the lovely optometrist there put me through my paces.
Mm.
It's quite an interesting process. You do the looking at the reading of the letters.
Yeah.
And you do the, there's one where it's reflex testing. You see a light and you press the button and all that. And she prints, she like looks in your eyes, flashes in your eyes, and then shows you. So all my blood vessels are really healthy. My lining's really healthy, guys,
nice.
Which is good to know.
This is great. Yeah.
And so when I was reading the letters and stuff, she's making a lot of these. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. She's very happy with that. Impressive was one of the words she used.
Oh, this guy. He's the best.
Yeah. 2020. I've got the look, guys.
Are you 2020?
2020.
I am better than 2020.
No!
100%. I'm saying to her, okay, and I'll tell you in a sec about 2020 vision. But I said to her, I was like, I know you get scores, and maybe you can't give me a score, but 2020 vision is like, it's like the peak.
Fighter pilot.
She goes, okay, so see what you just read there? She goes, go back up two lines. That's 2020 vision. So if you could read that, that's 2020 vision.
So you're 2020 plus two lines.
Yeah. So,
were you squinting? Or was it like relaxed?
Oh, no. So it's like I was pushed to my
pushed
sort of.
Pushed to your limit. I was going to say, because you could probably squint even longer, but no, that's good.
No. So I've got better than 20. So 2020 vision means you've got normal or average vision. Which is so if you're 2020 is like, so if you stand 20 feet away, you can see what other people can see from 20 feet away. But if you, there's 2015 vision as well. So if you're standing 15 feet away, you can see what people see from, and then there's 2010 vision.
Yeah.
I have 2010 vision. So I've got two levels above 2020 vision. And guys, the good news is I've got the look.
How is that a look thing? Oh, as in you're looking.
He
took
doesn't.
Me a while.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Mate.
I thought it was a look
you
style.
You know what happens in these situations? He says something, you pump him up, and then we go to a song. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I lost what he was on about 5 minutes ago.
Now you've got the look.
shield your eyes, Lingy.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy, you would have been watching the cricket over the last few days.
Haven't I been?
Don't listen.
That's a bit of
commentary. I love that.
It's a bit of Lingy there.
It's a bit of the commentary I use in the footy.
I am Lingy, and normally I commentate the football, but today it's cricket.
Today I'm going to test you on the cricket, Loggy.
Oh, Test me on the test.
Yeah, very good. All right, I'm going to fire some questions
at
you.
I got the first one right. Easy.
Well done. Okay. If I was to say, well, let's start with a really easy one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the game being played, the first test?
London.
Even I know that, mate.
What is it?
It's Birmingham.
Edgbaston.
Was that, that's in Birmingham, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, it's the UK.
Okay, sure, you're
it's
in the
London
right country.
Based.
Now, if I was to say the term to you, Baz ball.
Yeah.
What would you think of?
A ball to the Baz. Nah, that would be good old Bazza. You got to watch out for his balls because they come in with a bit of fire.
Dear, oh dear. It's a style of cricket that England is choosing to play this year where their captain, Brendan McCullum, is a really aggressive approach to cricket and they're attacking almost sort of pseudo one-day cricket style. Yeah. They made 380 runs in the first day, then declared.
Why did they declare?
Aggressive cricket, that's what it is. It's been called Bazball.
Come on,
start studying. All right, then if you couldn't name the first oval, name two more ovals that they're going to play at. Famous ovals in England.
Famous ovals in England. The Oval.
Well, very good. There's and, one. The most famous home of cricket.
Yes. MCG.
Jono's
not
in the back.
Of- he was.
Jono beautifully stitched up. Lords. Did that come to mind?
Of course, Lords. And Wembley. Next door, there's an oval there.
That would host soccer and concerts,
well,
I think.
That's
sure. And final one just for you. Could you please give us a brief history of the Ashes trophy, the urn?
So the urn is because the stumps were burnt down to create ashes and put in a little jug, and then we all fight for the jug every 4 years. That's called the Ashes.
The jug?
Oh, it's an urn. It's an urn. It's like a cream. It's like they crematized. What is it? Crematorium. They cremated. Cremated the stumps.
Crematized's a different thing.
Tommy, do you want to help
you
me out
apply
here?
That? Quite
they got the stumps and they put them in a big thing.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's got it right, isn't she?
Well, I have got it right.
Not
thank you,
really,
Thomas.
No.
That is correct.
It was a symbol to represent, a newspaper did it in England, when
Thomas,
Australia finally beat
press
England
the
as
thank
the
you.
Death of cricket.
Exactly.
You weren't even close.
Pretty close.
Be proud.
You called yourself DJ Sixer and you have
let's
knowledge.
Let's talk Aussie cricket circa 2001. All right, mate?
And anything 12th man. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Talk about food lies.
Mm.
Lies you were told maybe as a child or that you've told to your children to just get you to eat food. This one was a weird one. My mate played baseball as a child and his coach used to give them musk sticks before the game and tell them that they were not only healthy but they would improve their performance on the field.
I love this. Performance enhancing musk sticks.
Yes.
I almost want to try them just to see if they give you a little boost.
Oh, all right, well, we can do that. What about you, Tom, with your jumping higher carrot mix?
Well, so Mum used to make mashed potato, but she'd mash some carrot in there, so we always knew it was special mash when it came out and was orange on the plate, and that meant we could jump higher. So you'd have a mouthful, then you'd climb off your seat next to the dinner table and... Am I going higher? Am I going higher?
Somehow I feel like getting kids to jump after dinner would just make more problems than...
Yeah, in hindsight.
Yeah.
Wasn't great for the stomach.
Mm.
So let's see what other lies people have been told. 52232955.
Cass in Drysdale is with us. Cass, are you the one telling lies or did you get told one when you were a kid?
Oh, a bit of both, really. We got told, you know, when we were growing up as kids, eat your crust and you get curly hair. So we sort of pass it on to the next generation, tell our kids, eat your crust and you get curly hair.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And so what did you end up with curly hair?
Absolutely. Me and my next generation all got the tight remnants. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Got to eat the crust.
I'd love to hear from someone who ate crust and didn't end up with curly hair.
Just to prove that it's...
Well, it's not been disproven so far. Also,
bit of Mythbusters for you.
What's the obsession with eating crust? Why is that better than the inside bit of the bread?
Love crust. Anyway, Jess in Rippleside, what's your food lies?
Hi. My food lie is not really a myth. It's more the lies I had to tell my children to eat their food.
Okay, sure. I'm right there with you, babe. Don't worry. No judgment. What is it?
My son would only ever eat steak. When he was little, nothing else.
Fancy boy.
Yeah. Cut.
or any.
Yeah.
So I had to buy, I fed him all different things, but gave it a name with the name steak in it.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
yeah.
So like lamb cutlets, I'll say, oh, tonight we're having steak on a stick, or...
Bolognese like spaghetti steak, is that sort of the vibe?
Yeah.
Amazing. See, you get so inventive.
Oh, that is very, I've never heard of that. Steak on a stick. I'm
he's
keen.
He's 15 now and he'll say, still say, can we have steak on a stick?
So good. I am definitely going to try that one. Mm. And I reckon we try, maybe should we do sort of, maybe do a little test run of a couple of these?
Oh, yeah, the curly hair, the jumping carrots and the running musk. Well,
could we bring in like a, yeah, you know, one of those vertical jump testers thing?
And sure.
You jump pre-eating your carrot mix that your mum makes and then post and we'll see what the difference is.
We are going to Mum's for dinner tonight. So, Mum, if you're listening, and I know you are, can you make some carrot, some special jumping mash? Let's not say carrot. Special jumping mash and we'll test it on the show tomorrow morning.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.